We are continuing Shulim on Etz Chaim. This is Shir number 2. And we were still in Shah Aleph Anef Aleph. We're discussing the two Chakiras at the beginning of Etz Chaim. We had finished the first Chakira, we're moving on to the second Chakira. But we just want to pause for a minute. Go back to the first Chakira where we mentioned the Shittas Alesha. I'm just going to read again a few portions of the Leshem. And the Leshem, in order to miyashiv the first Chakir, just remind yourself, the first Chakir spoke about the reason why the world is created, because en melech below am, the Akashbo cannot be considered to be melech if there's no am, and therefore it must create a creation. On that, all the Mefarshim were jumping, asking questions. How can it be that Akashbo needs anything in order to be Shalom? It doesn't make any sense. With that, we read out the Lashon. I'm going to read out the Lashon again. Natschil v'nimna v'nimna ki hine anu mavchinim bo itbor shmo gimol avchomes echadu atzmes mitzis ne'elam itborach. So the first thing is we know, there's a definition called the Atzmis of Hashem. Ve'ein shum dibu v'mila b'dava b'ma l'da b'bo. Ve'ein shum rayon sechel litvos oizo kemo she'atik bo Rambam ve'agon b'likutim kosov she'gam hiru osebo. Oh, that's clear. We're not talking about the Atzmis that we spoke about. That. The second bechina is aliyas retzono yibor litgale. The second level is to megale his rotzon. Is megale his rotzon. Anu mitar ramoiso b'shem giloi izbar shemo ki yecholoso yidbar shemo hu b'chefso kshura v'retzono lihidgale hari hu atzmo ha-giloi ki nizgale b'amites ha-ne'elama b'mitziut ha-rotzo lihidgale im kol ze, hine hu eino adayim emet ha-giloi atzmo ki hari hu rak ha-rotzo Lizgale. Just what he wants to megale. He hasn't megale yet. It's just a rotzen. We're going to call it rotzen. Now this is also called ensof. So it's clear from the Leshem. He's saying the ensof, this concept that we keep on hearing about called ensof, is not the atzmius of the Shem, but rather it's the rotzen of the Shem. The third bechina is who gilu is bar Shem. Just Mamash Bekisus, could I see this inside? It's on page, Anuf Aleph, Ois Aleph. It's quite a few pages. The third Bechina, who Gilu Yizbar Shemo Asher Nizgale B'Shemo HaGadol. And now this is a Gilu Yizbar. So we have Atzmius, the Rotzen to Megale, that's called the Rotzen or the Ensof. And then final, the Gilu that comes down. Asher Nizgale B'Shemo HaGadol. Shem ben Dalit, Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. This is where the Havaya comes in. That's where the Gilu of Hashem comes when he's Megale, this name. Of the Kol Shemos Kinuyim, it's Asavim Bo, and all the other Shemos, Elokim, Shakai, Chulu V'chula. V'hu Shemo Chatu. And him, his name is one. V'hu, ki hu atzma nizgale b'zeh Hashem, alidei itzla b'shut v'atzilus, nizgale b'zeh l'yosiba v'shorosh l'kol kochot v'pulot kulam, and with that, he created everything else. And so last time I read this Leshem, I was basing myself on a shir that I heard on the Leshem. And the way it went is that we're talking about the Atzmius, and then we're talking about the second and third level, which are creations from the Atzmius. Creations. It's not really a Shemiz Baruch, but rather, particularly the Bechina Shlishi is a creation. But now that I'm reading it over again, I don't think that's a pshat at all. That all these three levels are all talking about the Eibishter. Right, the Eibishter. Except there's levels. Like we have the sun, the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun is still the sun. It's just the spashtus of the sun. And then you have it coming into the world and making things grow and so on and so forth. These are all a hemshech, an extension of the atzmis of Hashem.
Where's the pashtus?
Excuse me?
It's poshut.
Right. So what's the problem?
You just made the chinuch.
No, you're just defining different parts. Like if you say a person, what's a person? I'm looking at the head of the person. It doesn't mean he doesn't have any arms. You just define a person as the head because you're speaking. He speaks from the head. His whole mahus, his whole intelligence comes from the head. That's the most important part. It doesn't mean he doesn't have arms and legs. It doesn't make the arms and legs any less important. That's part and parcel of the whole bechina. Right? So, for example, like that. You have different parts. The Hainu, it's all one big part. We're just defining, looking at different parts. You know, you can look at the person's hand, you can look at the person's foot, you can look at the person's head. Doesn't mean one is exclusive of the other. So we have the Atzmis of Hashem, we have the Rotzon of Hashem. Rotzon of Hashem is not different than Hashem. It's not a different Bechina. Hashem also has this Koach to have a Rotzon. And then the third Bechina is to make Gali the Rotzon. To bring it out, the Metzias. And then he says, then with that koach of his gale, and that's what we call the all and self, that's where he started creating things. That's where he started creating Adam Katman. Everything else became Yesh Ma'ayim. So to give a hakdorah, the three first bechinos, Yesh Ma'yesh, and after that, Mikan Labo, you come out to a bechin of Yesh Ma'ayim.
You're saying the all aims of the parts of the atmosphere.
It's his pashtus. The way he touches out is the giloy of the rotzen. Giloy of the rotzen. And then, with that giloy of the rotzen, he starts creating everything that comes from the Kama Abba.
Didn't the lesson, when you read out the lesson, it sounded like that was the next stage on?
Sorry?
The lesson sounded, which words are you making it, make it sound like it's all part of one being?
The Rotzon is the second Bechina.
Yeah, but where's this second Bechina, I suppose, as opposed to a second entity?
What? What do you mean a second entity?
Where are you switching from? Instead of seeing it as
originally, what we said, the All and Sof is a creation. It's Yesh Ma'ayin. It created this Metzias called All and Sof.
Right. So.
Yesh Ma'ayin.
So which words?
The way I'm reading it now, it's just a giloy of the Rotzon.
Which words are showing that it's a giloy? Just
it says giloy.
A giloy meaning that it's part of the original as opposed to a next stage.
It doesn't say creation. It doesn't say bora. Giloy is a revealing his Rotzon. No mention of creation whatsoever. He said, Asher Bahem, with that, Bore V'yotzo V'asik Kol Olamos. It's clear. The difference between Gilui and Bore. That's clear. Okay, so therefore, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was, En Am below, En Melech below Am. The Teretz is that we're all talking about this Gilui of the Rotzon, with this Rotzon that he wanted to create something B'Poel. We're not asking why. That's going back to the Atzmis, that we don't ask any questions. It's also Lehir Ho Ba'afilu. But we're a stage removed from that. We're on to the Rotzon. The Rotzon's Bo wanted something, and he's Megale it. Why is he Megale it? Because En Melech Below Am. Right, that's Tachlis, to bring everything B'Poel. Now, originally I thought it was a Machlokes, but the other Mefashim, like the Shomei Emunah HaKadmon, the Kerem Shlomo, they all seem to be saying this, but in slightly different words. Now, let me read you out the Shomei Emunah, just a tamsis of it. It's brought down in the Rav Yaakov Sefer Shoshav Ayam, but you can look inside. It's in Vikuach. I'll get that again. I forgot what it was exactly. The Yeshnan Musa Dak Venela Me'oid Hu Sod. Okay, that we're going to skip for a minute. And he says, Biwa Inyonim, the Esses Fils Kamus. Hare, the kol mashe nivra, hu ba'ofen shel eses sfiros. Everything that was created through eses sfiros. And there's a musa called eses sfiros, a kmusos. Kmusos, komus, means hidden, nela. Be'atzmuso yidbarach, the hidden in the atzmuso yidbarach. Okay? It's loshon of the kadmonim. The Ramak brings this down, and Sefer Pardes Shahei, Sefer Vayakel Shloimeh. Who's that? Vayakel Shloimeh.
Actually got it.
The Biagor, Belikutin Zohar Chadosh Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Beklach.
Wait, in the Tikkun Zohar?
Tikkun Zohar Chadosh.
No,
Daf Nun Amud Aleph.
Daf Nun in his parish or in?
No, in the Tikkun Zohar Daf Nun. Ubeklach Pesachochon Pesachav Chavdale. They all say this. That there's in and of the eses musim. Yesh the musim dak v'neila me'oid, v'hu sod komus me'oid. Shelo eskiu a Rav Chaim Vital Zal b'kol k'savov b'feirush. Musag zehu nika sod eses sfiros k'musim be'atzmuso yidbarach. V'yesh lesod. V'yisod ze remez dak lekaman shal membeis. Pirush also manikuda achroina shel abore mimenu nispashta b'bchina rishon shebin netzalim. Pirush sham dehi kivyocha b'bchina malchus shemalchus de eses sfiros. Tense of. Ubiu inyonim de eses sfiros kamusus eluhu de me'arche shirotza ensof livroa et ha'olam. The Ensof wanted to create the world. As be'etzem rotzono livroa kemo shebesof bara, shehaya mushrash bo berotzono kol ma sheyotza achakad lif'ol. Whatever he created later on was already in his idea before he created. That's not shver. Right? We know that. As a person wants to build a house, obviously he doesn't build a house by building a house. First he plans it out. So whatever he planned out, that's how he creates it. You understand? The idea was already in his mind. Everything that's created, Mikhail Abbas, used via these by this music called the Esospheres. Everything boils down to Esospheres. The Esospheres mushroshus b'rotzoino. The Esospheres are in the rotzon misbarach. V'im eino yoytzim elagiluy b'poel. If they don't come out b'poel, as hem chaserim, the chaser. Why? Because it's rotzen. Me'ache shi'odan hu agilu bebechinas anhaga. Me'ache shikach ole beretzoyno. Once he decided, it's very similar to the last time. I'm saying that there's no machlokes. Once it came into the rotzen, when asking why all these business, all this, because it's lemalim in a stagenu. But now we're a stage further on. Well, now that's coming to the rotzen, it would be chosr if it didn't go and make that these essence fields, which are the building blocks for all things, to come up upon.
So therefore he's zokuk.
What?
Therefore he's zokuk.
Zokuk, yeah. It's mukhav.
And these essence fields means that even the like smusr, he's zokuk.
No. It's only once he creates a rotzen. That's the next thing.
So you're saying the rotzen is part of the smusr?
Yeah. It comes. No, again, there's a difference between yesh me yesh and yesh me ayin. Yesh me'ay, that's what you're trying to say. It's not a separate, but it's part. But it's a stage weiter. It's a rotzen, right? Like us. You're not your rotzen, but you are your rotzen. Without you being there, your rotzen won't be able to mukuyim. Right? It's a thought process in our minds, which has kiyum only because of us. If you don't have the atzmius of us, the rotzen doesn't belong. Right? That's a simen that it is not a double bifne atzmo. It's a davar mistyaches to the Eibushter. Like the sun rays. You can't have sun rays without the atzmus. You can't say it's something, it's a yesh me'ayin. That's wrong. It's a rotzen. Now, in that rotzen, once the process gets started, like you press the button on the factory key, so all the hishtalshulis of the factory starts going and start making things, So you have to go and start feeding the factory all the elements. You know, if it's making cars, so you have to bring metals and all the different parts of the cars in order to make the car. You can't just turn on the factory conveyor belt without putting things on the conveyor belt, right? So once the rotz, that means the button, was pushed, it had to go forth. That was the rotzen. The rotzen, things have to develop now. So it's kevyov is muchach now. But ofer shitz yosel lifol hu tachlis asiyas v'kiyum arotzono. So the yitzis bepoel is the tachlis of the rotzen. Shizu shlemus rotzen shirotzen. That's what he wants. So in order to make it the rotzen sholem, it has to go now. In kein brias ha'olam bepoel tachlis ahi lehotzia yutzfiras akumusus elapoel. So the old Tachni Kum Toh is very, very succinctly means to come out and bring out the Yitzfiras B'Poel. Now, this way makes the differentiation. Now, V'Or Ha'En Sofa, She'Mistalik Min Amok Machalal, V'Nisfane K'Muvo B'Perkin, Hu Yikor Rotzoyno, excuse me, B'Bechines Kocho Abilti Bal Tachlis. We're going to see in a minute that the rot, the all and sof is mispashit there, where there's nothing else. Then there's going to be a mokum ponu. There's going to be a mokum which is ponum min oil. That mokum, that mokum halal, the all and sof instalik min a mokum halal nifnim gimet mazam. Who you call it? That all and sof, which eventually is going to be stalik, that all and sof is what we call the rotzen. Right? Again, it's far from the atzmis. But he's calling it what we call stage shlishi. He's called it stage shnia. That's called the rotzen, the o and so. V'shama yu eses sfiros.
The two rotzens.
Yes, there's a rotzen.
There's original rotzen, now second rotzen.
Yeah, there's a rotzen. There's a rotzen bekoach. Right, you think about it, and then there's a rotzen bepoel. He'll explain. He says, again, the O and Sof, which is there, is called the Rotzen Bebechinas Koach Bilti Bal Tachlis. It was and Sof, meaning is infinite. Shama, you there, you have the Esses Fios of Kmusos, Bebechinas Ritzono Libro Alomas. And there was the Rotzen. Shehu Sod Oro, Sheai Memalikola Metzias, the Sod Arishimo Nishal Ach and Istalik Oro O and Sof. Minachal hu sod ritzon hamugbal. There's a rotzon agilui, right? And then there's a rotzon hamugbal, he calls it. It's a rotzon hamugbal. Asher bo shorash esfios bepoel. Shem nase aes esfios deak. Kifi shi yuchach lekaman. Yeah. So again, we're going to see there's an O and Sof is mispashit, there's a mokum halal, meaning the O and Sof is mispashit, and then we're going to see the cab coming inside, to explain the Otz and also time. That's going to leave what's called the Rishimo, actually the O and Sof mispashit, that's mistalic itself, is leave what's called the Rishimo, the residue. Now the residue is the third stage according to the Shomei Moni. The residue is called, it's called the Rishimo, and that's called the Rotzon Hamugbal. The Rotzen HaMugbal. And that's what we call the Rotzen HaPoel as well. Okay, so that's clear. We have three stages. We have the Atzmias, and then you have the Rotzen, which he types out to be the O and Sof. Well, according to Leshem, that's the third level already. And then you have a further level, which is called the Rishimo, which he calls the Rotzen HaMugbal. The Rotzen HaMugbal. The Teret stays the same, whichever you want to split up these Bechinas, these three Bechinas, whichever way you want to call them, the Teret is always the same, that we're not talking about the Atzmeis. So whether you want to call it the O and Sof we're talking about, or you want to talk about this Loshen called the Rotzen and Mugbal, but it's all a from once there was a Rotzen to build things, then Kiv'yochol, it's all in motion, and therefore it's Muchach that Ein Melech B'lo'am. And therefore that's why Hashem has to create the creation in order that the Rotzen should come about. Okay? So not like in the Shah Klalim that we said the reason why he wanted to create the world is in order to meitiv lebrias, but rather this, according to the Etz Chaim, pshuto kamashmo, is reason. What's the reason to create the world? In order to be yoytze his rotzen mikoach lepol. That is the crunch of the answer. Masken? Okay, so I'm just retracting to what, from what I said in the first show. Now let's move on to Chakira Beis. Chakira Beis, you have it? Chakira Beis, he. Chova el Hashela Male 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 Mate Malifni Mal Achov and Maseret Chagira Perag and Doshim on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. Hine. לילוש שאלה זו עמוק מאוד, אשר כמעט מסתכל אדם בעמק בהסתכלוסו בחקיר זו. Now he preempts us by telling us that this חקירה of מעלה 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 מטה is already forbidden in the Gemara, and it's dangerous for anybody really to look deeply into it. So the question is, בכלל, why is he bringing it? Then it says he just wants to give us a remez, an insight into the, something very, very deep. V'inyonu kasha hezki chazal b'mishna naz kol mistakim b'dalet d'vorim elu roi shelo nil shelo ba loylo male 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 mata male lifni male echo kol shelo chasal kono kevod kono roi lo shelo ba loylo kei lo noch la'achim v'amik b'achakirosam excuse me omna v'ay b'dalet zem rashi pokim kemitz me'ach arachim בלתי הסתכלו בדבורים עמוקים, במזכיר הדבורים אלו יימד שיתוף טעם דעת עם יבינו. Okay, so it's going to give us only remozim to this tremendous yesoid of male 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 mate. Now, interesting enough, now he makes us a right turn here and discusses something completely different about a chakir, but when the world was created. Sort of, it doesn't really flow. He talked about when was everything started, when what's above, what's below, and then he says, "V'hine inyan chakira zois." Excuse me. Asher shalim lama bris oilam aze ayah bezman shehaya lo kodem lo achem. Completely new chakira. When was? Why was the earth created when it was? So Rav Yaakov Wheeler says over here that it's not really a new chakir, but rather, by understanding when the world was created, and he's going to tell us why it had to be created, when it was created, we'll eventually understand the original chakir. And the original chakir is what's lemala, what's lemata. Now, b'poel, we're not going to get so enlightened about this, because it's very, very deep chakir, but anyways, that's ma'alach. Let's continue. Okay. צורך שתדע את אשר נבא בחיבורנו. הוא, כי אינו נודע כי האור העליון למעלה למעלה, עד אין קץ נקרא אינסוף. We know the first all, which we speak about, called the all אינסוף, infinity, שבו, שמו מוכרח, עליו שאין בו שום תפיסה, לא במחשב ולא בהיר וכלל, מחשובה מיני חוכמה, הירו מיני בינה, כלל ועיקר, והוא מופשב ומוגדר בכל מחשובה, והוא קודם אל הכל, הנצולים, הנבראים, היצורים, הנאצים, ולא היה בו זמן התחולת וראשית, כי תמיד הוא נמצא וקיים לעד, ואין בו ראש וסוף כלל, the answer has no beginning, no end, והנה מן האינסוף נשתר שלך על המציאות, ומאו הגדול, אני קראה אק, and from, he's telling us just like a history lesson, Kiviyochel, in Kabbalah, a very summarized, what we saw from Motz Tzayim, really all the Ishtal Shlos of the Olamas. So we have the Ensof, which goes and creates now, Ak, Lekolek Dumi, Kumosh Kumot Vid Anaf Gimel, Vach, and Ishtal Shlomim, in the Orot Nitlim, Ba'ak, in the name of Orot Rabi, Mayotzi, Mitorchon, Irem, Chutzlon, then after that you had the Orot that came out from Ak, Amen toilim de mocho, tluyim me mocho, meem, me gugolta, meem, meenav, meem, oznav, meem, hotmo, meem, beef, meem, metzro, chutzelo, meem, sevivot, gufo, vubchina, zain, tachton, shlo, sevivot, or, rabbi, meirim, nitlim, beem, nika, oleva, nikudim. Vach, ja, nishashlum, in dalot, olomas, abia, yudim, ufusomim, kenizka, bezoa, vitikunim, very good. So he's telling us that all oils came into Adam Kadmon. They came out from his eyes, his ears, his nose, from his forehead. They came out from his head. They created the world of Bri Yetzirah. Okay, Atzilus Bri Yetzirah. Very nice. Now what? Omnam Atzilus Ak, the creation of Ak, Hazeh, Atzilus, right? He's talking about he created Yesh Me'ayim. Who Mekoshim Shalom was Jitartov Keniske Hayelahem Rosh V'Sof Masha Eik. He's comparing now Ein Sof to what he created. What was before, which is Ein Sof, has no Rosh Hashanah. Mash again, what was created later on has a Rosh Hashanah. So here we go. This is part of the answer of why was the earth created when it was created. Because when he first created Adam Kadmon was created at a particular time. Loshon of the Chakir Beis. And what was the answer? The answer was is that why was the world created when it was? Because Adam Kadmon was created when it was. And therefore the world which is underneath, the world of Atzilus was created when it was, because they can't leave any gaps and it can't skip. And after the creation of that we created Bria, and after that was created Yitzir, and after that was created Asiya Olam Hazeh. That's why the world was created before. At the time it was, because it cannot preempt and it cannot predate, come later or before the world which is above it. The world which is above it creates the world which is below it. That's why it came about the way it came about. And that's all the information we're given. And obviously this is very difficult to understand, because the question would be then, why is Adam Kadmon, which was the first creation, why was he created when he was created? Right? Is that the obvious question? Very difficult. And he says, "Dai b'zeh, I don't want to tell you too much." The second problem is, what does it have to do b'chlo with the first chakira? Malimala, malimata. How does this relate? Right. But what we really have to understand over here is b'chlo, what is this chakira b'chlo mikora? What is he speaking about? When was it? Why was the world created when it was created? Now, as we said, really, it depends on when Ak was created. When Adam Kadmon was created, it was created at the time it was created. So the better question would be, as we said, why was Adam Kadmon created when it was created? On that, that's really not a question, Betzel. Because then you're relating Ak to a mitzias called Zman, time. And time, really, Betzel, is a nivra, is a creation that the Kadosh Baruch Hu uses for us in order for us to have orientation, to know when day and night is. In order to do mitzvahs, we do Kriya Shema Alamita by night, we do Kriya Shema al Beshachis and Shemona Esri, and all the mitzvahs by daytime. We have to have some coordination over here. We have to know there's money for mitzvahs by Laila, Kriya Megillah, Kena Kena, mitzvahs by Yom, and so on and so forth. But that's only mitzvahs over here. So it's not Shai B'chlal to ask this question on Ak. Now, the question itself, the answer itself, again, still needs hesber, because he's asking, at the end of the day, why was created when it was created? The answer was, it was created because the world above it was created when it was created. Now, seems to be a very simple answer. At the end of the day, it must be deeper than that, because we could have said that ourselves. Obviously, the world which is lower was created after the world which is above it. That's no, we don't need Arizal to tell us that, obviously. What was really the itching chakira over here, the pressing need for this chakira to come about? The answer to that, this song is written by the Shoshan Yam. He writes that really what's hidden behind the whole chakira is these esesfiras akmusos that we spoke about earlier. I'll just read the lashon over here. He brings out what was the pressing need of this chakira. Is talking about the yud sfiras akmusos that we spoke about before. Okay, I can't find it for some reason. Shnia, a second, and so should be at the end of the chakira. It's the end of the chakira. That's why I unlocked it. Yeah, here we go. He says, Uma Rab Herrid Aleinu Kan Charada Gedoy Bezei. Told us it's Masukan, it's dangerous to what we're doing, thinking and it's boiling about these Chakiras, Mistaken. Lechor Yishu Zeh Adam Yedu, Mafusan, the Bekitz Verishon, it's Poshu, that's the way the world comes about, through the other world. Eliyesh le'rab od vorim begav. He has something really hidden that he's not revealing to us. And what is this? What is the underlying basis of the whole chakira? Mashlo rotzel gam le'ramez alav. Bru ki yesh liyaset sedes manim akadmonim kedumim mishroshe azman shaya lifne gilu anetzal arishon v'usod asfiras kemusos v'atzmusos yizbarach. The whole entire chakira is based on when did this rotzon of these esesfirs kemusos come mikoach lepoel? Ve'ein rashu ve'ein rishut ledaber bezeh klal. Bezeh klal. Ve'lechein tzoga rav adele ba'adeinu ve'im hu zal tzoga alinu amidbar mi yivtach lan pesach afil kemachat kedei shiavin kemitz melach hachachim. Ve'dvorim nistorim yitanu ולי עינינו שיר עיני אותו עושו אמן. So again, this inu left a bit in the dark, very much in the dark about how this chakir came about, but at least we get a little bit of the inside over here, but we're talking something very deep called these esses spheres of kamusos. Okay, so we still have some time, so let's now start Anaf base. That was all Anaf Aleph, Anaf base. Now, we're going to see in this Aleph Beis over here a little bit of a stira in Zohar's. Be'inyan Ensof, says the Arizal. Ech haya ascholos etzilos olamos an etzali mimenu. We're going to speak about the creation of all the worlds. Again, the Yesh Me'ayim. Ve'gam chakir gedolim mucholeket atzum. And there's a huge machlokes between the mekubal and nichlo kugo, but kol mekubal and kulam, ki yesh mishikosav, and there's going to be a three-way stira here. Ki yud sfiras em kaseda yud madrege zu achal zu lemata mezu.
Zu lemayla mezu.
What?
We got zu lemayla mezu.
Yeah, zu lemayla mezu. Okay, I don't have that. He says zu achal zu lemata mezu. It's the same thing. They mean the one on top of the other. So one shita holds that the yud spheres, what is their, how do they look like? They look like one on top of the other. V'yes mishikotov, kosov, kised amidosam der kavim, yamim small v'em, so there's 10, but they're divided into threes, one to the right, one to the left, one to the epsa. V'em, gimel spheres chachan, zu agav zu, one on top of the other, v'kav yamim, the given spheres be baga, that means bina gvur and hod, zogar zu bekav small. The dalit spheres katim means kese, tefil yisod and malchus. Zu agav zu bikavim soy. Bikavim soy. So they're not one on top of the other, but rather the three, three, and three. Completely different setup. By the way, he doesn't mention das. And there's many, many different reasons. The two main reasons which always come up is that das is not mentioned when keser is mentioned. Why is that? Because das is running the pnimius of, is the chitzan chelik of keser. In the same kav. So when the keser is mentioned, which is the pnimius of that kav, then the das, which is the chitzan, is not mentioned. Another svara which is brought down in the Otzotraim, also in the Traim, is that the das is really the neshama of the Zayin Tachtonim. So therefore, it's not really a svil b'fnei atzmo, but rather it's just a gathering of Chochmah Bina, a tamsis of Chochmah Bina, which is the neshama for the next svil. So Chochmah Bina, which is more like Abba v'Ima, produce what's called the Shefa, and that Shefa, which is deposited in this sphere, this temporary sphere called Das, that from that Das is mispashted to the rest of the sphere. So it's not really a sphere, it's really just a place to join up the Chochmah Bina. That's also why it's not really mentioned, especially when we mention Keser. Now, V'rabi yechachmu v'yomru kihem. Now this is the third Shita, that the youth spheres are what? Bitsuras galgalim, a new Shita. Agurim ze betoch ze, ze maki vesovev ze, ze. Ve'no mistakel bidiva rashba. Now, so three shittas. One shittah is one under the other. Second shittah is three kavim. And the third shittah goes around and around. Now, let's bring a raya from the Zohar, he says. Vine, mi shi istakel bidiva rashbi v'sefer zovev v'tikunam v'sefer bahir, which is attributed to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the bahir, ימצא בדברי מאמרים שונים מחולפים נוטים לכאן, נוטים לכאן, ומקובלים האחרונים, נבוכה בזה, they got very, very tangled up in זה, נלבו יותר לחקו ולא יוכו, כי קושי הגדולה וחזקה הולכת בסער רחמים, במאמר מאחר שאין סוף שווה בכל, בחינס שווה בגמורה, לא יצטג בו מעלה ומטה פנים מאחור. This is what the Lord Jesus say. That if you have an end soul, what's going on here? What's going on? 10 different parts to the end soul. Doesn't make sense. How can it be that you have one which is on top of the other? That means you're saying that part of the end soul is bigger than the other part of the end soul. Well, that doesn't make very much sense, does it? I'll read that again. She'en soul shall be called b'chinas ha'shva gemura. Therefore, it doesn't make sense. Lo yutzak bo ma'alav and ma'ata panim b'macho. One is stronger, one is higher. What's going on? Ki kol ha'kinuyim e'elu morim hem e'yos kitzba v'gvul v'tchum v'mida bo etzov e'elyon chaz v'sholem. To say that. This is what you're talking about. V'chein noida sh'o ensof nokev v'ovel v'ovi kol ha'sfiros v'sfiros melegav. Kol svir v'svira, like the Zohar says, aschar lon milibar. It's sovev around lekol svir v'svira. Can you see the sefer Zohar, Parshas Bahar, beramia mehenya? It's the name of the Zohar. Dav kuf tes v'zeloshana anas nish neshama l'neshama. Or beperek. Or the parashas Pinchas, Dav Resh Chav He, and Resh Chav Vav, Chaim Ba'agdamas Tukunim, Dav Dalev, Zeleshoy, Le'ela, Al-Kola, Alos, Al-Kola, Elois, Leis Eloha, Elo, Velo Tachtea, Velo Lidalet Sitre Alma, Vuhu, Memalekul Almi, Vaskelon, Mikol Sitre, he fills up Memalekul Almi, Vesovev Kol Elomim. There's nothing but him. So what are we making madregas? One is higher than the other, one's to the right, one's to the left. What's going on? It came, Ma'achis shekol yitzvios kroivas v'ashvos ele ensov. It would make more sense to say they're all shove. V'kula mikabli mimenu or v'atzmo. And each one of these bechinas which are inside are mikabel all equally. It came ma evresh ben zeh lezeh, or ma matit ale called svira mechaverta. Kivan shemadreges kulam shavim. So how can you call one's on top of the other? How can you call this a chokhmah and a bina, one on top of the other, or even that this one's around this one, even so that means one's on top of the other as well? How can you make madreges madreges? That's the kasha. Now, vihine, ha'emesu she'elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. All these three shitas are be'etzim saying the exact same thing. Ve'kulam nechoinim le'meivim yeshorim le'motze das. Remember, because we looked in the Zohar. Zohar is saying all different opinions. One Zohar says like the third shita. One says like the first shita. One says like the second shita. So the big nevucha, a big pilpul in the mukubalim. The answer is no. There's no place for pilpulim. Elu ve'elu kim chayim. Ve'kulam nechonim le'mevin ve'yeshorim le'motze das. Omnam ha'efresh. So what's the pshat in this then? Hari miyashir. She'ben shtei esforos anal. Im aim kesed yud madrege zulim alam zu. Im aim beder kavim, whether one's on top or the other sheet that holds it side by side. And it's 3x3x3. Zea inin is baile kamam bezat Hashem beinin oilam and nikudim. Ech koidem tikun hayu kesed zelim alam ze. Aval acha tikun hayu kesvar achron shah yetzil gimel kavim. So it's miyashim. One's talking before tikkun, one's talking after tikkun. Remember the before tikkun? The Ariza says they were both called chatzamcha. After they broke, remember when after they broke, then they reformed themselves and became sholem into three different kavim.
I just answered the question.
And the kavim both are right. When the mekubalim were talking about the spheres one on top of the other, they were talking about before the tikkun. And the Mukubalim that we're talking about, it's on the Zohar, that is talking about three Kavim, actually what we're speaking about was talking about Acha Tikkun. It's not a steal. Two different Tekufas. Now, the cash on this, Agav, is that according to those Shittas that say there's all one on top of the other, really, we don't find that we don't find. We find that the Zayin Tachtoinim, which is Zah, from Chesed Gvur, Tifan Netzachoy, so that is all one on top of the other. That's Emes. That's what we find before the Tikkun. But the Kesach Chochma Bina, even before Tikkun, were Besegulta. Right? The opposite of a Segul, which is called Segulta, means a Kesach Chochma Bina. They were not one over the other. It's a bit of a kasha. Where does the Shita get? We don't find such a Shita. That in all of Etzrayim we don't find everywhere that Kesach Chochma Bina was one on top of the other. And here, according to this sheet, it's mefurish that all Eses Sfiras were one on top of the other.
What's the difference?
That on the Ariza has nothing.
What does it matter whether it's one on top of each other or on the same line?
Excuse me?
Ten
as opposed to seven. This sheet holds there was 10 Sfiras one on top of the other.
Yeah, but what's the matter?
The Ariza says, okay. It's not a contradiction to the Zohar said there were Gimel Kavim. Three. It's not a steal because the ones that said they were on top of that was before the Tikkun, and the ones that talked about Kavim was after the Tikkun. I'm asking a side question now. Those who said they were one on top of the other, which we associated that before the Tikkun, that Shita Be'etzim is Lo Nimsa in Etzrayim. We only find that seven were one on top of the other. We don't find that all 10 were above. You understand me? Bit of a question. Okay, let's continue. Omnam, ha'hefresh yesh ben shtei svaras im ein b'der kavim. Now, what about the other last two shitas? Meaning the three kavim, as opposed to eagle. How we measure that? O be'egulim ze b'toch ze nevav b'zat Hashem ve'alav ze. We're going to explain this over here. V'sim libecha b'dvorim yibaru. Ata umehem taskil kol motze dova ki shtei svoros nechoynos vat mitim ki shtei b'chines hayu b'inyan hayut sfiros echadu b'chines heyoyz egulim b'tzio yud egulim zir b'toch ze v'gam haya b'hem b'chines acheros v'hu heyoyzam yud sfiros b'yosha dere gimol kavim kemare adam bal rosh vezroz shukayim beguf reglaim kemo she'erto ve'etel kulo ve'anofim bezat Hashem lekamam ve'ze bi'uram. Okay, so we're going to have to stop it here. But Bekitzel, the answer was, Hani Me'esh Ayashim, these two svaras that either they're encabbing or they're circular. Now that's the katsu. Teretz is, we're going to see in a minute that the Mokum Ponoi is going to develop itself. As the Mokum Ponoi develop itself, it's going to create these sigulim. Eagle. That's one pool. The other pool that we're going to see, there's going to be a calf that comes in. It's going to be into three. So therefore we have both. We have the in and of, the end of going round and round. Sorry, the yud feels in a bichin of keser, chochma, bina, going from out to in. And also, we'll also find a bichin of all three cabin coming down. Chacham, bagadati. So again, elu ve'elu kimchaim. As he'll explain, and as we'll explain next year, Mitzvah. Okay? So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.